I love drinking Epsom salt. Not Epsom salt. I actually did drink Epsom salt. That's old of me. My mind is going. Alka-Seltzer.
Before we dive in, just a quick favor. If you're enjoying what we're doing at Angels Among Us, please take a second to rate and review the show. And if something in today's episode touches your heart, please share it with a friend.
Welcome to Short Story Wednesday on Angels Among Us. Each week, we bring you a short but powerful story to lift your spirits and remind you that God is in even the smallest details of your life. If you have a story you'd like to share, we'd be honored to hear it.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Short Story Wednesday. I am joined by a different version of Michaela. This is the Michaela that's been a chain smoker her whole life.
Oh, you guys.
Boy.
I'm sick. And yeah, I sound like a man who's been smoking or a woman who's been smoking for years. No offense if you smoke. That's what I sound like now. So.
Yeah, no judgment here.
Yep.
We have an announcement. This Short Story Wednesday is just going to be us again, by the way. We have a couple little things that we want to tell you all. But we have a sponsor. We're kind of excited about it. If you haven't noticed lately, well, you do know that we have commercials on our show. And that was an opportunity that we jumped on relatively early in starting up our podcast. We thought it was a pretty good opportunity. And it was like the idea of making money off of some ads and stuff. It sounds like a great idea, but the little tiny amount of money that we're bringing in for it isn't worth the inconvenience for you all to have to listen to ads. I don't think. And we don't want ads. You know, we thought a little bit of money to help out with the show would be nice. And it would be, but it's literally like $40 a month. So there's no point. If you can see our awesome studio, you know, we've put a lot of our own money into this, and that's fine. You know, we don't necessarily need or want anything out of this, but hey, if this can turn into something in the future and can allow either one of us to eventually stay home, then you know, we'll see where it goes.
Let me talk on this, because
in case you can't reckon, this is Michaela now talking. Okay.
You're such a brat. Brent is very humble and he does not like asking for help. But for me, as the wife of the person who does all of the editing and all of the social content, right? Like coming up with all of the creative content, the wording, all of it. Like Brent does it all. And he also works a full-time job. So he is saying that the money, we don't need that money. But I'm going to say that if there is money coming in, it's the time, right? In any kind of business, you go to a mechanic and you are billed. It's most of that is for their time that they are spending, right? Not the parts. And for anything like this to work, like, it takes time, and it has taken time. And I'm so thankful for that. And we just want this to spread. We want it to, yes, we're not in it for the money, but it does help, right? And it does help to support what we're doing. And so,
and we would love to be able to advertise our show and get it out there so that we can get to more ears.
Yes.
And
that's our purpose, is to, I mean, how many people have changed my life because of this podcast? I was on a plane going to Chicago this last week, And I sat by a guy, and he, sometimes it's like, you know, you'll get on these plane rides and sometimes people are like, don't talk to me. And then some people are like, hi, my name is, let's talk for the entire time. And bless his heart, he introduces himself and we chat the entire time. And I was able to tell him about Angels Among Us, and he shared some really deep stories. And because of Angels Among Us, like, he is going to start listening, right? And you never know what that's going to do. But, like, because I was able to say that we have a podcast and this is kind of where it is going, he was able to share something so deep with me. I asked him to be on the show, but he's, like, kind of nervous and he's not too sure if he's ready to come out. But at the same time, that story touched my life and it makes me want to be a better person, right? And so that's what we want to do. We want to be able to spread it in a way that it gets to the masses. And of course, it takes time to do that. And so any sponsors that are willing to help us, like, it's furthering our commitment to helping other people. And yeah.
Well, we're not here to ask for sponsors.
We're not here to ask for sponsors, but it does help. And Brent's never going to be the one that is going to say it, but I will, because it's changing people's lives. So,
but I was going to say, if you haven't noticed, I have cut out all of the mid-roll ads. So there's no longer commercials during the actual episode. There's only commercials before and after now. So I made that change for you guys. So you're welcome. But we do have our first sponsor. And she is actually sitting right next to me. So for those of you who don't know, Michaela's job business is she's a Pampered Chef executive. And I was thinking that she needs to start paying me. No, I was just thinking that for those of you out there that want to support the show, we will start putting a Pampered Chef link and you can shop Pampered Chef product, which is the greatest kitchen product out there. It's, I mean, we have all of it and it's the best. If you need some help finding what you might want, ask me, because I use the product more than Michaela
does. No, you guys, it is so funny. I will have little ladies that are my like go-to women, and they will see Brent. I do videos, but I have Brent come on and they are all about it. And I've had two little old ladies that have said, yes, why not?
Because
who cares? It's funny. Just let me say it. It's funny.
Also, because of the podcast, also, I haven't been able to work out nearly as much.
Oh, so this isn't my. As these two little old ladies will look at Brent and be like, okay, Michaela, we love you, but can you just have Brent come and just have an apron on and that's it? Oh, it's so funny. I love you guys. But no, everyone loves Brent. He's so funny in his little videos, demonstrations, and he's a natural. Like, I will literally tell Brent, hey, babe, I need you to do a video for me. And I'm trying to tell him what to say. And he's like, babe, I don't need your help. Okay. I know what to do. But yes, our first sponsor is Pampered Chef. So if you need any awesome products for your kitchen, you let us know. So,
and we can just put a link on there, right?
Yeah.
For them.
Yep.
To shop.
Yep.
Okay.
I'll just name it Angels Among Us. I don't know.
Support. So that'll be in the show notes. We'll post it on multiple episodes, however many episodes she decides to sponsor for us. So, so if you know anybody, or even if you're somebody that has a business and you believe in what we're doing and you want to attach your business name to what we're doing, there's lots of different ways we can go about it. I mean, it can be as little as $20 an episode if you want to do something like that. So yeah, just let us know.
Well, let them know what that would entail, because some people might not even know what that would entail.
Oh, there's multiple different packages. I can get on screen and run a commercial for you with just an apron on and advertise your product. It can be just a shout out, like at the beginning of a show. You know, there's multiple different tiers that we can do, and if it's something you're interested in, we can talk about it. But we just need people that believe in us and believe in what we're trying to do, and we just want to again get this to as many ears as possible. So, with that being said, we have a cool little story that we want to share. We recorded the Hatches and Woods episode probably a month and a half ago, 2 months ago probably.
The plane wreck.
The plane crash. Yeah, it just aired a few weeks ago. 2 episodes and a short story Wednesday attached to that. So seriously, go listen to that incredible story. And that's one of the reasons people need to hear that story, right? Mm-hmm. People need to hear the story that just released that my sister talked about being a birth mom. That's a side of adoption that people don't get to hear. And I just read a social media post about a gal who's adopted who said that she doesn't ever see herself wanting to meet the birth family. And that's totally fine. That's her choice. And I can get that side of it. But had I not been able to see both sides of that, I would be more on that side. And with us, with our two adopted kids, had we not been able to see the other side with my sister and her being a birth mom, and really us being a birth family, I think I probably would have sided with that frame of thinking more. Is that, yeah, you have your parents. You don't need to try to go meet your sperm donor or whatever. You know, there's all these terms out there and stuff, but we just never know the other side of things. And in our experience, in my sister's experience, that was a sacrifice that not many people can make. And for our birth moms, that sacrifice is, we will never be able to say enough thank yous. And we just want them to know that our kids are so happy, and try to give them a peace of mind that they made the best decision. And yeah, anyway, that's not what I was going to talk about. But so back on the plane crash story, we recorded it. Awesome interview. They were in a studio, a private studio, and I had been in communication with the owner of that particular studio and stuff, both leading up to the episode, and then we recorded it, and he calls me the day after we recorded it, and he says, I have to tell you something. He had a crew of guys, a couple guys that were there setting everything up and make sure everything was going smooth and stuff, and he says, I just got a text from one of my guys who didn't believe in God, who hasn't really ever had a faith system at all. And he sent me a text and he said, there really is a God. And he sat there and was listening to the story of the plane crash and all of the miracles and the angels in that story. And he felt something, right? And the Spirit testified to him that God is there. And, you know, you don't go at the flip of a switch just all of a sudden from not believing anything to knowing everything about God, right? So he's in the early stages of trying to figure things out, but being able to listen to that story has helped him come to the knowledge that God is there. And those are the reasons why we do what we do. Like, this is his work, and we feel so honored and blessed to just be a small piece. And hopefully help others to feel an immense amount of love, the immense amount of love that God has for them. And I mean, I feel it more and more every day. I've had a belief in God my entire life, but just to understand that love more and more, it's incredible. So we just are doing our best to try to get more people to that level. That's not it. We're going to end on a couple quick little questions, just fun questions for us, just to continue to help you all to get to know us a little bit better. So, what do you got?
If we asked your family to describe you in one sentence, what would they say?
If you ask my family about me, they would, okay. I'm the kind of person, my family thinks I'm the kind of person that comes with a warning label. Like, you know, if you have a friend and they're going to meet the family, or, you know, if one of my siblings had a boyfriend or a girlfriend, I am the sibling that they would say, listen, I have to warn you about my brother, Brent. There would not be a warning attached to any of my other brothers. But I'm the one that would have the warning label because, one, I'm the oldest brother. And two, I have kind of a strong personality. And I'm not afraid. If something needs to be said, I'm the person that's not afraid to say it. But I do it with love, I hope. And but they also think, like my mom, I swear she thinks I'm the biggest meanie in the world. She, like, something will be coming up and she'll call me and say, no, Brent, you need to not say it. And I'm like, Mom, how many times have I ever said stuff that you wanted to smack me for or whatever? You know, I'm a lot nicer than people think, than what my family thinks. Anyway,
I think your family loves you very much, and you're just you. They know that you love them, and you're not going to just sugarcoat things just to make them happy. And if you're asking me, I would much rather have someone like that than just tell me what I want to hear. So, okay.
Well, you have to answer it.
Okay, for mine would probably say sassy. That's like one of my words, and people in my family think that I'm sassy. I am protective too in my family. I'm opposite of Brent. I'm actually the youngest, but the only girl. And so any girlfriends that have come over or anything, like, I would be the warning label of, like, okay, my sister's going to ask you some questions, and but I'm nice. I just have an opinion. So, okay, let's see.
We'll do two more quick questions.
What is the most old person thing you do regularly?
My entire life, I have gone to bed pretty early. Like, even when I was a kid, if I was tired, I went to bed. I didn't need to stay up for anything. There was times that I had like slumber parties with a couple friends, and, you know, all night we're talking about how we're going to stay up all night. And then I'd get tired and I would sneak away. They'd be at my house and I would sneak away and go to bed and just leave them doing whatever just because I was tired. So I'd go to bed. That's kind of an old person thing, right?
Yeah. Mine would be that I love drinking Epsom salt. Not Epsom salt. I actually did drink Epsom salt. That's old of me. My mind is going. Alka-Seltzer. I love Alka-Seltzer.
Listen, I don't think that's an old person thing.
Yes, it is.
I think that's just a weird person.
Not old people drink Alka-Seltzer for their guts and to stomach aches and stuff. Your grandma always
drank Alka-Seltzer every night.
People think that I'm crazy when I drink Alka-Seltzer. If you're sick, you guys, drink Alka-Seltzer, the cold kind. Okay.
Apparently you haven't been drinking very much Alka-Seltzer.
I started late, that's why. That's a good point. Oh my gosh, you suck. Okay.
Last question.
Ooh, this is a good one. Okay, pancakes or waffles?
That's a good one.
Yeah, why not?
Because that's an easy one.
It is?
Pancakes. As long as I make them.
Yeah, that is true. I would have to say the same thing. Very true. Okay.
Here's another thing. Since we're sponsored by Pampered Chef now. Listen. Pampered Chef used to have the best pancake mix you could find. And then they quit making it.
Because not enough people knew how good it was. That's why.
Okay, so Pampered Chef, listen up. Now that you're sponsoring us, we're going to get a lot of people ready to buy some pancake mix. So let's get it back.
My grandma had the best recipe. And honestly, she's passed now. But Pampered Chef's pancake mix was right up there with it, if not better. So sorry, Grandma, but it really was really good. But people just didn't know about it. So
yeah, so now we have to settle for Grandma's recipe.
Yep.
Which, who do you think makes them? Yeah, this guy.
I know, you're so awesome. You do it all. You're just the best. I love you.
I love you. What's one thing you know to be true?
I think I've said this a million times on this show, is that there's so many people that need us to be vulnerable and need us to be the one that opens up. And that's hard sometimes, especially if we've gone through some really deep stuff. But it's just like we teach our kids, you know, be the example, set the standard. And because you never know what kid might, you know, just follow the leader, right? But if someone stands up and says, no, I'm going to go against that, or I'm going to share, you know, what I'm going through, maybe that child will be like, okay, she's doing it, so I can do it too. Good or bad, right? And so I think that if we have those trials, like, we need to be sharing it more often, because you never know. That person that you sit on next to on the airplane might need to hear your story. And it might keep them alive. You never know. So open up more and be vulnerable.
Yeah, and that's uncomfortable sometimes. But you'll be blessed if you get out of your comfort zone.
Yep.
I can promise you that. My truth is that you are loved. Even if you feel unlovable. Like, if you just listen to my sister Heidi's episode, there are things that we go through in life. There are times or decisions that we make that make us feel unlovable. But, babe, there's nothing that you can do that would make me not love you. And for you listeners, you have people that feel the exact same way about you. And you have a God that feels the exact same way about you. Times a million. We can't even comprehend the amount of love that He has for us. And for you. So, go look for His hand in your life. Go look for those angels.
Thanks for joining us on Angels Among Us. You can find us on YouTube and wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow along for more stories of everyday miracles and reminders that angels are among us. If you have a story to share, please email or DM us with a brief summary. We'd love to hear from you. And remember, when we are waiting, God is working.